The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to your Tuesday's episode of Stockwatch on Radio. I'm Ruth Ibikunle. The Nigerian equity market on Monday closed on a bearish note, occasioned by losses in the share prices of Bua Cement and MTN by 0.70% and 0.61% respectively. The All Share Index declined by 0.36% to settle at 37,857.89 points from the previous close of 37,994.19 points. The market capitalization declined by 0.36% to close at 19.725 trillion from the previous close of 19.796 trillion naira, thereby shedding 71 billion naira. An aggregate of 187.24 million units of shares were traded in 4,017 deals valued at 2.89 billion naira. The market breadth closed positive as 16 equities appreciated in their share prices as against 13 equities that declined in their share prices. Triple G led other gainers with 9.89% growth, closing at 1 naira from the previous close of 91 kobo. Regency Assurance, UDPC and FTN Cocoa, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 8.89%, 7.44% and 5.88% respectively. CWG led other price decliners as it shed 9.52% of its share price to close at 1 naira 14 kobo from the previous close of 1 naira 26 kobo. International Breweries and Champions Breweries, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 5.66% and 3.23% respectively. Zenibank traded about 35.32 million units of its shares in 473 deals, valued at 870.87 million naira. Sovereign Trust Insurance traded about 14.15 million units of its shares in 25 deals, valued at 3.946 million naira. UBA traded about 14.11 million units of its shares in 192 deals, valued at 106 million naira. I'll quickly go on a short break, and when I'm back, Mr. Aruna Kebira will be here with me to analyze the market and discuss the impact the newly introduced derivative markets would have on the equities pricing across the markets. Don't change this though, as I'll be right back.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund five times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund five times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Welcome back. Like I've said, I have with me this morning Mr. Aruna Kebira, MD CEO Global View Limited. You're welcome once again, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Quickly, the NGX market yesterday closed bearish, opening the week with about 0.36% decline. Do you see this trend continuing in this week or otherwise?
No, I don't think the trend will continue. Traditionally, I've never expected Mondays and Friday to actually close in the positive. But if they do, it will be better for the market. But when you look at what is actually responsible for yesterday's decline, it's a drop in one-hour drop in MTN and 50 kobo drop in Boa's cement company. And when you look at it, intraday, Boa even traded 74 naira 50 kobo, which means that it was just a spur of the moment that the market for Boa cement was dropped to 71 naira. I have the belief that since it touched that 74 naira 50 kobo yesterday, there's every possibility that it will repeat it this week. And you know that if that happens, I know the market will respond positively.
All right, sir. The Nigerian Exchange Limited announced that it has received approval for seven derivatives contracts from the Securities and Exchange Commission on Monday, 28 June 2001. The approved contracts are Access Bank PLC Stocks Future, Dangote Cement PLC Stock Futures, Guaranty Trust Bank PLC Stock Future, MTN Nigerian Communications PLC Stock Futures, Zenibank PLC Stock Futures, NGX 30 Index Futures, and NGX Pension Index Futures. First, what impact would this have generally on the markets?
You know, what I would do first of all is to do a little bit of clarification. Derivative is a financial contract that derives its value from the performance of an underlying entity. This underlying entity can be an asset, it can be index, it can be interest rate, and that is often referred to as the underlying. The value of the derivatives is contingent on the value of the entity that is the underlying. That is, if the price of the underlying drops, the value of the derivative will also drop, and vice versa. And the exchange would have gone through a stringent process and due diligence to qualify these stocks that they want to use as a pioneer derivative contract underlying statements. You have just mentioned then their choice of these assets like Dangote Cement, Access, MTN, GTCO, Zenith, NGF 30, and NGF Special. It's akin to a vote of confidence on these stocks by the exchange management. I guess this job, the market and discerning investor, I have the belief, begin to and will continue to align their portfolio to reflect positions in these stocks. And for the reason that the daily value of the contract is dependent on the daily price of these underlying stocks, the market might likely have regard and demand for them, and we will see the increase, the rise in the prices of these stocks in the short run, and maybe going forward, the low volatility in the immediate and long term. And when you take the seven choice of the underlying that have been made by the exchange manager, discover the NGX 30 is a basket of stocks. It's an index, a basket of stocks. And even NGX Special is also a basket of stocks. For them to sit down and choose, especially this Dangote Cement, as I said, GTCO, Zenith, it shows that there is something that they say in it. They will have passed a lot of tests. So, and you know, when it was announced, we actually saw that the market made the move and by affecting this price. We saw Access touching 10 era during last week. We saw M10, even when they lost the 1 hour yesterday. We saw it gaining that 1 hour last week. We saw Zenith touching 25 now. So I believe that to a very large extent, the choice of this is going to affect this underlying stocks, and they will go up. And you also know that Dangote Cement and MDN are one of the major determinants of the direction of the ASI. So I believe any time that they move, the ASI move positively, move with them, especially when it is positive. I think it's going to be a good thing for the market going forward.
All right, thank you for that, sir. Is there any significant disadvantage this development will have on the stocks that are not captured in this development?
It might not actually be a significant disadvantage. It's just like what this thing may connote. It's like a preference. You understand? Like a preference, because the stocks that we are talking about here are stocks that we always talk about that have fundamentals. It's just trying to tell you that we don't know the yardstick, we don't know the modalities that they put in place to choose this, but at the end of the day, this way, what that come at the top five. It just shows that they are the top five. It doesn't mean that other stocks are actually not there and they will not perform well. But what I'm looking at here is like when the exchange came with the premium board. I will know exactly what you need to do to be on the premium board. I think this is what I would call this one the premium of a premium board. It doesn't mean that when there was premium board that stocks that were listed on the main board were actually not good choices. I think that is exactly what I can conclude by the choice of these stocks that can be choosing, identified as the underlying stocks to this derivative contract that is coming on board.
All right. So apart from the listed stocks we talked about, kindly advise our audience on stocks they can watch out for this week.
We have always talked about insurance. There is tremendous move in the insurance sector, and some of these insurance stocks are actually are dead that we know that are going to make a good spread. But if we will look at the list that we are talking about, we don't see UBA. UBA is a very good stock. So you cannot see UBA. You can't see Fidelity. You can't see FCMB. I think those were part of what we even did the analysis on Sunday. So apart from this, some other banking stock like UBA, like Fidelity and FCMB are still there.
Your last word and your number, sir.
I just enjoy people to actually look and consider, especially this is the month of second quarter, depending on which divider you have for those that are looking for dividends. They have to take position in Italian dividend in stock like UB, Ascend, then GT, Stabic, IBTC, MTN. My number is 0802-300-9379.
All right. This is what we call it a day on the program this morning. Thank you for staying tuned. For more information and inquiries, log on to our website, www.stocksng.com. To be added to our Telegram platform, I can be reached on 0703-134-1703. I'll take that again, 0703-134-1703. Until I come your way again tomorrow, same time, same station, I remain yours sincerely, Ruth Bikunle. Do have a great day. Thank you. Money wallet.
To transfer your cash without any fear. No long talk, no worry yourself, no. Zero ala, oh. Anything where you want to do, just carry your phone. Now the code or download the app, oh.
This one is with my flow.
You want to buy your data, you want to buy your airtime. You can now do anything and do everything and obtain money, oh. You want to buy. And very secured and safe.
First Money Wallet.
All money now on First Money. You first. First Bank.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.